The Higher Education Appropriations Subcommittee will come to order. Ms. Sherrill, please call the roll.
Chair Plasencia.
Here.
Vice Chair Mariana.
Here.
Representatives Greco. Hawkins.
Here.
Joseph.
Here.
Maney.
Here.
McCurdy.
Here.
Nixon.
Here.
Rizzo.
Here.
Rodriguez. Rommel.
Here.
Schoaf.
Here.
Ranking Member Thompson.
Here.
Tuck.
Here.
Zika.
Present.
You have a quorum, Mr. Chair.
A quorum being present, I want to welcome everyone to the Higher Education Appropriations Subcommittee. Please make sure that cell phones and other communication devices are turned off or on silent mode. Pursuant to House protocols, please wear a face mask, including while providing testimony. Members, today we will hear four bills. The first bill will be HB 1279 on Florida Talent Development Council by Representative Mello. There is one amendment on this bill, but Representative Mello, you are recognized to explain your bill first.
Thank you. Good morning, and thank you, Chair Plasencia, and members of the committee. HB 1279 requires that by December 1st, 2021, the Florida Talent Development Council shall submit to the governor, the Senate president, the Speaker of the House, the Board of Governors, and the State Board of Education a report with recommendations that address the feasibility of establishing and implementing the Pathways in Technology Early College High School program, also known as PTEC, or a similar program in the state of Florida. The PTEC program, as defined in this bill, is a program that incorporates secondary and post-secondary education with workforce education and work experience using a flexible six-year integrated model in which students may work at their own pace. The report must entail a list of information as to how a PTEC program might function in our state. This bill would go a long way toward addressing the global skills gap by strengthening our state's future workforce and providing underserved youth with an innovative education that creates a direct pathway to college attainment and career readiness. That is the bill, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Representative Mello. You are recognized to explain amendment number 528313.
Amendment 528313. This amendment renames the program for which the Florida Talent Development Council is to conduct and submit a feasibility report on Pathways in Technology, Early College High School, PTEC, to Career Pathways for Florida's Future, CAP Florida, or CAP-FL. Additionally, this amendment requires the Florida Talent Development Council to include in their program feasibility report an overview of the existing career pathway programs in this state. All original reporting requirements remain in the bill have not changed. That is the amendment, Chair.
Are there any questions on the amendment? Is there any public testimony on the amendment? Stephanie Steele from Project Lead the Way in support. Tiffany Barfield with NAF waving in support. James Mosteller with the Foundation for Florida's Future waving in support. And is there any debate on the amendment? Representative Mello, you are recognized to close on your amendment.
I waive close.
All those in favor signify by saying yay.
Yay.
Opposed, no. Show the amendment adopted. We're back on the bill as amended. Are there any questions on the bill? Is there any public testimony on the bill? Conlin Banco with the Florida PTA is a proponent of the bill. Stephanie Steele with Project Lead the Way waves in support. James Mosteller, Foundation of Florida's Future, waves in support, and Tiffany Barfield with NAF waving in support. Is there any debate on the bill as amended? Representative Mello, you are recognized to close on your bill.
I just want to thank you, Chair, for helping me with this bill. I appreciate your time, and I waive close. With that, I close.
Ms. Chair, will you please call the roll on the bill?
Chair Plasencia?
Yes.
Vice Chair Mariano?
Yes.
Representatives Grieco? Hawkins?
Yes.
Joseph?
Yes.
Maney?
Yes.
McCurdy?
Yes.
Nixon? Rizzo?
Yes.
Rodriguez? Rommel?
Yes.
Shelf?
Yes.
Ranking Member Thompson?
Yes.
Tuck?
Yes.
Zika?
Yes.
13 yeas, 0 nays.
By your vote, the bill passes. Congratulations, Representative Mello.
Thank you.
Members, next we will go to CS for HB 747 on resident status for tuition purposes for persons serving outside the state by post-secondary education and lifelong learning subcommittee, and Representative McFarland and Harding. Representative McFarland, you are recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, Madam Vice, and Madam Ranking Member. This bill would extend in-state tuition to children of not only deployed service members, but to deployed civilians. So think of a State Department personnel assigned to a foreign U.S. embassy, as our own Representative Maney once was, or a Department of Defense civilian who deploys alongside our soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines. What we found is those children of those deployed civilians will apply to an institution expecting in-state tuition, and then find that they've been kicked out of residency by nature of their parent being stationed elsewhere. Come matriculation time, these students are either faced with having to pay more than they expected, or they just matriculate elsewhere and we're losing them entirely. It's admittedly a small population, but the message this bill sends is entirely in keeping with Florida's reputation as a veteran and service member friendly state, and that is the bill.
Thank you, Representative McFarland. Members, are there any questions on the bill? Is there any public testimony on the bill? James Mosteller with the Foundation for Florida's Future waves in support. Members, is there any debate on the bill? Representative Joseph, you're recognized for a question.
Is this your first bill?
No.
Okay, just checking.
Representative Rommel, you're recognized for a question?
I thought we were in debate, sir. I'm sorry.
You're recognized for debate then. Yes, thank you.
Thank you. I just want to thank you for bringing this, but I want to thank you for your service and anything that we can do to help those that serve our country, whether it's in the military or any other form, and encourage them to get their higher education here. Appreciate it.
Anyone else wishing to speak in debate? Representative McFarland, you're recognized to close on your bill.
Thank you, members, for your attention, and I appreciate your support of this bill.
Ms. Chair, will you please call the roll on the bill?
Chair Plasencia?
Yes.
Vice Chair Mariano?
Yes.
Representatives Grieco? Hawkins?
Yes.
Joseph?
Yes.
Maney?
Yes.
McCurdy?
Yes.
Nixon?
Yes.
Rizzo?
Yes.
Rodriguez? Rommel?
Yes.
Shelf?
Yes.
Ranking Member Thompson?
Yes.
Tuck?
Yes.
Zika?
Yes.
13 yeas, 0 nays.
By your vote, the bill passes. Congratulations, Representative McFarland.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Now let's go to CS for HB 1347 on educational opportunities for disabled veterans by Local Administration and Veterans Affairs Subcommittee and Representatives Morales and Benjamin. There is one amendment. Representative Morales, you are recognized to explain the bill first.
Good morning, and thank you, Chairperson and Ranking Member and members of the committee. I'm here to represent House Bill 1347, Education Opportunity for Disabled Veterans. This bill will provide that 100% service disabled veteran, as determined by the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, are eligible to receive an award for the remaining cost of tuition and fees at state universities and Florida College System institutions that they might not have covered by the federal GI Bill. That is the bill, sir.
Thank you, Representative Morales. Representative Morales, you are recognized to explain the explain Amendment 151937.
Okay. Amendment gives directives to the Board of Governors and the State Board of Education to adopt regulations and rules to administer the funding for the 100% disabled veteran who receive tuition benefit under the post-9/11 Veteran Education Assistance Act, but does not qualify for 100% eligibility under federal law to receive a waiver for tuition and fees.
Thank you, Representative Morales. Members, are there any questions on the amendment? Is there any public testimony on the amendment? Is there any debate on the amendment? Representative Morales, you're recognized to close on your amendment.
I waive my fee.
All those in favor signify by saying yay.
Yay.
Opposed, no. Show the amendment adopted. We're back on the bill as amended. Are there any questions on the bill? Is there any public testimony on the bill? Is there any debate on the bill? Representative Rommel, you're recognized in debate.
Thank you, Chairman. And Representative, thank you for bringing this great bill. Anything that we can do for all of our brave men and women that have served our nation, and especially those that have been disabled, I appreciate you bringing it forward.
Members, anyone else in debate? Representative Morales, you are recognized to close on your bill.
I waive my closing.
Thank you. Ms. Sherrill, please call the roll on the bill.
Chair Plasencia?
Yes.
Vice Chair Mariano?
Yes.
Grieco? Hawkins?
Yes.
Joseph?
Yes.
Maney?
Yes.
McCurdy?
Yes.
Nixon?
Yes.
Rizzo?
Yes.
Rodriguez? Rommel?
Yes.
Schoaf?
Yes.
Ranking Member Thompson?
Yes.
Tuck?
Yes.
Zika?
Yes.
13 yeas, 0 nays.
By your vote, the bill passes. Congratulations, Representative Morales and Representative Benjamin. Members, finally, we will go to our last bill, which is CS to HB 1423 on Florida Post-Secondary Student Assistance Grant Program by Post-Secondary Education and Lifelong Learning Subcommittee and Representative Tuck. Representative Tuck, you are recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and good morning, members. HB 1423 amends the eligibility requirements for participation in the Florida Post-Secondary Student Assistance Grant Program. Under the expanded eligibility requirements, students will be eligible for the grant program if they are, one, a full-time degree-seeking student accepted at a nonprofit virtual institution that is accredited by a member of the Council of Regional Accrediting Commissions and is created by the governors of several states. The institution must have established and continually maintain a location of operation in Florida and maintain a governing body or advisory board in Florida for at least 1 year. Or two, a full-time certificate-seeking student accepted at an aviation maintenance school, which is located in Florida, certified by the Federal Aviation Administration, and licensed by the Commission for Independent Education. And that is the bill, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Representative Tuck. Are there any questions on the bill? Is there any public testimony on the bill? Emma Shelby from Western Governors University is a proponent of the bill. Oh, you would like to speak?
Oh, yes.
Of course, you're recognized to speak, ma'am.
Thank you. Good morning, Chairman and members of the committee. Thank you for this opportunity to speak with you about Western Governors University and what makes us different from other Florida institutions, as well as who our students are in Florida. Florida currently has 1.5 million citizens with some college but no degree, and this is exactly the student body that WGU serves best. 98% of our students come to us with some college. They come to us to finish. The lowest income of these students are the ones who would be supported by this aid. Western Governors University is proudly a nonprofit university. We were founded by 19 Western governors who realized that they had no shortage of talent, but needed more paths to opportunity for their citizens. WGU was created to help bridge that divide. In order to make sure that every student was served, they realized that they needed to meet the students where they are. So we are 100% online and offer unparalleled flexibility. Students can take an exam at midnight once their children are asleep. They can listen to a lecture before they start a morning shift. So for millions of working adults, the dream of finishing a college degree can only be achieved when the boundaries of time and place are removed. WGU is also competency-based so that our students can apply their previously earned college credit and work experience to go through the program at their own pace, and typically they finish more quickly. On average, our undergraduate students complete their degrees in 2.5 years, which allows them to save time and money. Our tuition is very affordable. We are $6,700 a year on average, and that's for as many courses as you can complete during that time. So for our low-income students, financial aid like Pell goes a very long way. We offer 60 workforce-aligned bachelor's and master's degrees across 4 colleges, business, IT, healthcare, and teaching, K-12. In Florida, our most popular program is in the College of Health Professions at the undergraduate level. WGU designs its programs by looking at jobs with an insufficient labor supply and what competencies are required to be hired in those jobs, and then creates the curricula from there. We embed certifications into our programs so that students are positioned to thrive when they graduate. In Florida, WGU currently has 6,800 students and over 11,000 graduates working across the state. We employ over 500 Floridians at WGU, many of whom are faculty. We have students and graduates living in every county of the state, and our mission is to serve the underserved. And in Florida, 70% of our students are considered underserved by the Department of Education, which is they are students of color. They are first in their family to go to college, they are rural, or they're low income. The average age of our students in Florida is 37, and often they're working full time and they're caring for children. We serve a different type of student and offer a different type of higher education experience. And the Floridians who choose WGU do so because their needs are not being met by traditional schools. The students who would be eligible for this aid are Florida citizens and taxpayers. Eligibility for this fund would help our neediest students in Florida, and we believe is in the best interest of the state in building a workforce that is well-educated and will graduate students with low debt. We truly want to be a partner to Florida and a complement to the existing institutions to help the state meet its attainment goals. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Shelby. Are there any questions for Ms. Shelby? Thank you, ma'am. Members, we are in debate. Is there anyone wishing to debate the bill? Representative Tuck, you are recognized to close on your bill.
I'll waive close, Mr. Chair. Thank you.
Ms. Sherrill, please call the roll on the bill.
Chair Plasencia?
Yes.
Vice Chair Mariano?
Yes.
Representatives Grieco? Hawkins?
Yes.
Joseph?
Yes.
Maney?
Yes.
McCurdy?
Yes.
Nixon? Rizzo?
Yes.
Rodriguez? Rommel?
Yes.
Schoaf?
Yes.
Ranking Member Thompson?
Yes.
Tuck?
Yes.
Zika?
Yes.
13 yeas, 0 nays.
Members, by your vote, the bill passes. Congratulations, Representative Tuck. Members, this very well could be our last committee, but it isn't the end of what the function of our subcommittee. Obviously, as we go into the last 3.5 weeks of session, we're still trying to find a landing spot for our higher education budget and our budget in general. And so I welcome input from everyone on this committee, as far as the extent of what we can do in our higher education budget. I know there's been concerns about some of the provisions within our budget, and myself and my staff are always here to listen and try to make whatever appropriate changes we can make to make our budget better. So I encourage everyone to take a look at the budget, and if there's anything that you feel needs to be changed, or if you have any additional questions for something that impacts your community or an institution that's close to you, please, please make sure you reach out to us, because we want to be able to listen and figure out how we can make our budget better. So I encourage you to do that. I do want to give a big thank you to our staff. We have Ms. Cheryl Randolph, who sits to my left, We have our staff in Will Crowley and John Peters, who many of you do not see, but they work diligently every day in our office. And obviously, we have Kira Smith, who I've been working with now, I've had the pleasure of working with for about the last 4 or 5 months. And I would not be able to do what I do, nor would I know the little I know if it wasn't for her, the amount of hours she puts in. And members, I know you've probably heard it from other chairs, but our staff, they're the first ones in the building. They're the last ones to leave. They're here on weekends. I kid you not. I've been on the phone at 10 o'clock at night, and she is still here working on budget items or preparing for bills. It's amazing the work they do. It keeps our state running, and it's the number one higher education in the entire country. So the service that they provide for our state is second to none. So thank you so much for all that all of you do. I also want to thank my vice chair, Representative Mariano, and my ranking member, Representative Thompson. This committee would not be able to run without your assistance as well, and without the input that you have provided. So thank you so much. And all of you, it's been a pleasure to serve as your chair over the last couple of months. And I look forward to one more year in serving with you. So this concludes our committee agenda. Is there any other business before the committee? Seeing none, Representative Maney moves we rise without objection. The meeting is adjourned.